Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Since the 2015 ECC guidelines were published, various studies that look at the relationship of coronary artery pressure during CPR and patient outcomes continue to show why early CPR and defibrillation is so important. Two factors to cardiac arrest survivability that have been clearly shown to make the biggest difference is early CPR and early defibrillation. Of course, the rest of our actions, such as ACLS resuscitation, post-arrest care, and recovery, are also important, but are moot if we never get return of spontaneous circulation. Today's tip, I will explain why early CPR and defibrillation are so important. The most common dysrhythmia present during the first few minutes of cardiac arrest is ventricular fibrillation. A patient that experiences a witness arrest and is defibrillated within 60 seconds has an approximately 90% chance of converting to a perfusing rhythm. The chance of successful defibrillation decreases for every minute that passes. What changes is the significant difference in our success rate if we have CPR versus not CPR being delivered. For each minute that passes while high-quality, uninterrupted CPR is being delivered, our chance of successful defibrillation decreases by only 3-4%. Conversely, for each minute that passes without CPR, our chance of successful defibrillation drops by about 7-10%. What does this actually mean? If we do some simple math and think about a real-life situation, this means that in a hospital code, if a healthcare provider at the bedside with the defibrillator immediately available recognizes an arrest and delivers a shock, they have about a 90% chance of successful defibrillation. Let's say, however, that a defibrillator isn't at the bedside and a code needs to be called. The person who identified the code has to go call for help, grab the cart, and bring that monitor or AED back to the patient's room, and let's just say that takes about 2 minutes. The chance of successful defibrillation has dropped from roughly 90% if the defibrillator was immediately available, down to 70% because there was a 2-minute delay in defibrillation without CPR. If in that same scenario, the person at the bedside was able to pull a code blue cord or simply yell for assistance, and let's just say that it takes approximately the same 2 minutes for a defibrillator to arrive, that patient's chance of converting has raised now to roughly 80% with good CPR versus the 70% without. This is also why a strong community education program is important in out-of-hospital arrests. Using the same math at a national average of 8 minutes for an EMS response, a patient that experiences a sudden arrest and gets bystander CPR until first responders arrive with an AED have about a 58% chance of successful defibrillation versus only a 10% chance if CPR was not performed. Once CPR is established by healthcare providers, interruptions to fast and deep chest compressions at a rate of 100 to 120 beats per minute should be kept to under 10 seconds. To do this, in addition to all of the other things that need to be done while running a code, requires exceptional teamwork and communication. To accomplish this, teams with enough personnel should assign a CPR coach who will monitor high-quality CPR and provide critical feedback when needed. This may include feedback for team members that need to continue chest compressions while the defibrillator is charging or while intubation is being attempted. I hope that you find these daily tips helpful in preparing for your upcoming ACLS class or as a simple reminder to help you in your daily practice. Be sure to subscribe or follow Pass ACLS Tip of the Day on your preferred podcast app or add us to your daily Alexa or Google voice routine. If you use Apple or Spotify, consider leaving a short review. Your assistance in helping others to benefit from these tips is appreciated. Thanks for listening and best of luck with your upcoming class.